Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Michael.
Welcome.
Morning. My name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center of Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning, especially if this is your first time. We'd all like to welcome Selena this morning. I don't know, are there any new members there at the Unity Center? Any new people down in the garden room there? Hi, Penny, you're not new. She's trying to find the unmute button.
I'm new every day.
Yes, we do have somebody new that wandered in. I'm going to let her introduce
I'm Linda Warren.
Welcome, Linda. Welcome to Unity. Glad you could join us. All right, now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message, free. Living from my divine nature frees me. Sometimes I feel limited when I don't think I have enough time, money, space, education, or experience. These thoughts can occupy so much space in my mind that I begin to think limitations is the truth of life. The greater truth is that I am free and unlimited in spirit. Alive in God, I am free to express all the love, wisdom, and strength of the divine as only I can. What joy and liberation it is to know that nothing can separate me from my true spiritual nature. If I believe any circumstance in my life or any of my past actions obstruct or delay my spiritual progress, I now release that belief. Embracing and living from the divine presence, the Christ within me, I claim freedom from all limitation. And from the Bible, in him we live and move and have our being. That's from Acts 17, 28. And now it's time for Surely the Presence. Please join us in singing while Karen and Mike lead us in Surely the Presence.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Karen. Okay, come on. All right. Now it's time for our opening statement. And let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now it's time for our welcoming song. Please join us in singing while Mike and Karen lead us in our welcoming song, If I Needed You.
Would you come to me and ease my
Wonderful. Thank you, Michael and Karen. That was beautiful. All right, now it's time to greet your neighbor. Now that we're here in the chapel and online with Zoom, please turn on gallery view to see us all here with you, and we'll wave at the camera and say hi to you. And welcome to Celine. Would you like to introduce yourself today?
Good morning. I used to be part of Rosella's previous congregation, and I adore her, and I was very excited to see that she was going to be speaking today. I'm a mom Welcome. With three kids, and happy to have this as my little mom me time.
And where are you Zooming to us from?
Kent.
And Kent, welcome.
Thanks.
Can I make a request? The guys at church, can you drop the blinds behind you? Because I can't see you. All I see is light. Thank you.
Okay. And now it's time for announcements. Please raise your hand and unmute yourself if you wish to announce something, and I'll recognize you after the submitted announcements. First one is for Grandfather's Medicine Wheel teachings, which are on the fourth Sunday of the month at the Longhouse. I believe that is today at 2 p.m. after services. And Grandfather's Indian Christian service occurs on the second Sunday of the month at 2 o'clock. Dr. Daria Funch's Circle in America continues its book and film club. The next meeting will be September 26th from 3 to 4:30 Pacific Daylight Time. We'll be discussing The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas, which can be found on Amazon Prime, Audible, Hulu, or at the library. Contact Dr. Daria or Susan for an invitation to that event. Questions? Sent to Dr. Daria at soreapfutures.org or her phone number in the directory. And lastly, please help your church. We practice prayer, meditation, and service. Volunteer right now to be a reader. Any other announcements out there? I don't see any hands raised. Okay, then I have an announcement. I recently went in for a little minor surgery on this hand, and everything went great, healing, everything's great. And I want to thank all of you, because I know all of you folks have been praying for me. And I really believe in the power of positive prayer. So thank you all. Thank you for your prayers. And now it is time for our unity statement. If you will please join me, we will all say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for our song of joy. Karen and Mike will lead us in our song of joy. Oh, one of my favorites, Three Little Birds.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be all right. Singing, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is gonna be all right. Rise up this morning, smile at the rising sun. Three little birds pitched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Thank you to the Merker family. Was that Isaac on drums?
Isaac and Ethan.
Woohoo! Great job, guys. All right. Now it's time for our reading. This morning, our reading will be shared by Joanna.
Oh, there she is. Good morning. Can you hear me now? Okay. I got to flip back and forth between hats here today. I'm going to read to you from my favorite teacher, one of them, because there's so many of them, Zarathustra. And I'm going to put Tom will put them on the website, and I will also email a copy out, because this is a beautiful thing to read to yourself or just hang on the wall. The first one is just to settle yourself, like especially before a meeting or you have to talk to somebody about something uncomfortable. You say, let me this moment settle into my soul. Let me feel deeply my soul's purity. May all my thoughts be tempered by my soul's perspective. May I speak with my soul's wisdom and peace, and may I act from my soul's knowing that I am one with all. So it's a great centering prayer. And there's a quote from Zarathustra, which helps too. To be human is to give image to the divine. That's what we're all about. All right. I am spirit. I am spirit and I am light, creatively masquerading as a wondrous human being. The trick is to remember this so that my spirit angels can better assist me in this journey. Love. I will feel every day and think upon speaking at least one thing of love to myself, to another, to my earth. As the spirit that I am to receive all I desire according to my beliefs. So first of all, I believe this is so, I am worthy. I embrace happiness, wellness, love, loving relationships, abundance, and the fulfillment of all my potential. Amen. There you go.
Thank you, Joanne. You know, I've had a book, Thus Spoke Zarathustra, for decades, and I don't recall that I've ever really read it. I think it's time to give it a second look. Now it's time for our meditation song. Please join us while Mike and Karen lead us in the meditation song, Om Namah Shivaya.
You need to be at the end.
Thank you to the Merkers again. It was wonderful. Okay, now it's time for our affirmations. If you would all please join me in saying our affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And now it's time for the Lord's Prayer. This week we'll be saying the traditional Lord's Prayer. Let's all say it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now it's time for Alleluia, led by Mike.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Michael and Karen. And now it's time for our speaker. We are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. For the foreseeable future, we are blessed to have Reverend Rosella Sims share her wisdom and vision on the third Sunday of each month. This morning, she talks about life being a process of letting go and letting God. Take it away, Rosella.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be with you always. You know, I was really, this summer, I have had the opportunity to use my power of faith, probably more than I have ever put it into practice or have the awareness that I was putting it into practice, bringing my consciousness actually to it and purposefully calling upon it. And I've come to realize that it is probably the most important ingredients for our spiritual journey. And the awareness of it is also probably the most important, because once we know the power of faith, once we know the power of our beliefs and what we are putting that belief in and to, we begin to see why our life looks the way it looks. Not to make wrong anything that we have gone through, the journey that we have gone through, not to make it wrong. But one of the beautiful things about waking up and being a part of a path that calls us to wake up is realizing that life gets way more powerful. So I want to start this talk this morning by reading from a book called Meet It With Faith by Martha Smock. Martha Smock was someone that worked with the Fillmores during the Fillmores time, the co-founders of Unity. And Martha was the editor of the Daily Word for 30 years. And so this is a book that I carried around is my Bible for many, many, many years. It says, when the Bible describes God's creation of the world, the word it uses is let. Let there be firmament. Let the water under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. Let the earth bring forth grass. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. Let the water bring forth abundantly the moving creatures and the fowl that may fly above the earth. Let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. We, in creating our individual world, sometimes do not use the word let. Rather, we scheme and we plan. We strive to attain our ends. We feel that we have to fight to attain some desired good. And then we believe that we have to fight to keep it. All we have to do is let goodness in. To let God take over our lives is to be set free from the willfulness and the fretting. It is to be set free from dependence on our human powers alone. It is to let ourselves be God-inspired, God-filled, and God-directed. Life is really a process of letting go and letting. This, the divine rhythm, the expiration and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We need continually to let go of any negative beliefs and destructive emotions and tendencies to resist change. And we need continually to let the Spirit of God take over in us, to fill us with new life, to recreate us in mind, body, and spirit. I found that so inspiring, so moving. But how do we do this? In the midst of life, in the midst of life being life, how do we do this? The Bible tells us that it is through our faith that we are healed. In unity, we recognize faith as a power. Scripture tells us of the power of our faith. In Luke 17:19, it says, "And Jesus said to him, 'Rise up and go. Your faith has healed you.'" In Mark 11:12, it says, "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." In Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope and assurance about what we do not see." In Corinthians 5:7, it says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." And Mark 9:23, it says, Jesus said, "Everything is possible for one who believes." And there are many, many, many other scriptures that point to the power of faith. Well, looking at faith as a power often confuses people, especially people that are new to this way of living. Because in traditional religions, we often think of faith or speak of faith as identifying our denomination. And that, I believe, can actually be helpful to see where your beliefs lie and what you're empowering with your faith. Most religions come with dogma. They come with rules of the religion or what defines the practices of their path. The beliefs and the religious system is based on. But often that is what we call blind faith. Believing in something because we're supposed to. Believing in something because an authority said it, rather than understanding faith, which is knowing what faith is and how faith works as a power. Here's a great example of blind faith and what can go awry when you don't understand its power and have the understanding to support it. There's a very famous, well-documented case of a man who had advanced form of cancer. Gravely ill, he was completely bedridden on oxygen and needed fluid removed from his chest, excuse me, regularly. Huge tumor masses covered his body. The man heard about a new miracle drug and asked to be included in the clinical trials. Within 10 days of receiving the drug, he made a spectacular recovery and was released from the hospital. He remained symptom-free for 2 months. Then he read some negative publicity about the drug. And a few days later, he was back in the hospital again with a massive tumor, fluid-filled chest, and the need for oxygen. His physician, desperate at this point, told the man that he wanted to try an improved batch of the drug, which was far superior to the last batch. And the man enthusiastically agreed. But the physician had no new drug. He injected his patient with sterile water. And yet again, the man made a remarkable improvement. The tumor masses melted the fluid, drained from his chest, and his need for oxygen diminished. He again returned to work completely symptom-free, with no trace of cancer in his body. Sometime later, the man read a newspaper story reporting that the drug was judged worthless in the treatment of cancer, and the man was gone in 2 days. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, said this about faith. Faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the ability to shape substance. It is the inner assurance that what we desire already exists in the invisible realm. And by the exercise of our faith, we can bring it into being. In other words, faith is the cause of what is showing up and not showing up in our life. And so the question becomes this: what are we putting our power of faith to? What are we empowering it with? In Unity, we have 5 principles. I talk about them often, and that third principle is: the thoughts I hold in my mind produce after their kind. The word, the key word there is hold. What am I holding in my consciousness? Where are we putting our power of faith? Another key word we can look at here is mind. Faith is the perceiving power of the mind. In Unity, we know that we look at the mind as having 3 phases in one. We have the subconscious mind, we have the conscious mind, and we have the superconscious mind. All in one, and all really a process for transformation built right within us. That subconscious mind is the gathering pool. It's our memory bank. It's our pantry, I call it. Everything that is happening right now, you are gathering, whether you know it or not, it's going into your subconscious mind. We have the conscious mind. How awake are you? How conscious are you? How conscious are you of what is in your subconscious mind? Oftentimes, how we find out what's in our subconscious mind is by going to our feelings. That will directly link you to what's in your subconscious mind. So you might say to yourself, you might be an affirmation person, and you might say to yourself, I am filled with the love of God. I act from the love of my being all the time. And a little voice in you says, that's not true. What about this time? Or what about that time? That's the subconscious mind. And that's the gift, is that when we hear that, that we go to work with our denials and our affirmations and pull the weed. We don't want that in our mind. So what do? We lift it to the superconscious mind, which is the Christ mind in us, for transformation. We begin to say affirmations of truth coming from our higher mind. I am one with the presence of God, and the presence of God is one with me in every single cell of my being. I know that is the truth. And if I hear anything unlike that in me, I release it. Get behind me. Let it go. It is a process. So we can empower with our faith any of those parts of mind. Faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. Now, what's substance? How many of you have seen that old movie, 1997, I believe, Jodie Foster starred in it. It was called Contact. Do you remember that? If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's very metaphysical. But she's standing on a new planet, and she touches the air, and the air is moving like jello. That's substance. That's what we each live and move and have our being in, and we don't see it, but it's there and it's surrounding us at all times. That's why God is transcendent and indwelling. And what we do is we wrap our minds around that substance and we bring it into form according to our faith, according to what we empower with our mind, and which mind we empower. In his book, Prosperity by Charles Fillmore, he says this about substance. Substance cannot be seen, it cannot be touched, tasted, or smelled. Yet it is more substantial than matter, for it is the only substantiality in the universe. Its nature is to substand or stand under and behind matter as its support and only reality. He also says this: spiritual substance is a living thing, not an innate accumulation of bread that does not satisfy hunger, nor water that fails to quench thirst. No, it is a living bread and living water. And he that feeds on God's substance shall never hunger or thirst. It is pure God intelligence. Pure God intelligence. And with the amount of faith that you have, and you empower those words of truth, those affirmation words, or those words of denial, you do that according to your belief and according to your faith. So faith, the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. Faith is to realize or understand, and this shapes raw God's substance and brings it to form or manifestation. So another question becomes, what part of your mind are you applying your faith to? What are you putting your belief in? Are you harboring thoughts that you keep as secrets because you're ashamed to share them? Are you harboring thoughts that you were told or programmed with a long time ago? I know that I've shared this before, but I'm a person that healed of a catastrophic illness. And in that healing, I discovered all the negative beliefs I was empowering, excuse me, that kept me sick, that kept making me sick and kept me there. I only moved up to my superconscious mind in moments of desperation, not really knowing if there really was a God. In fact, I was terrified of God. The God I adopted as a child was a God that judged me. And I was paranoid of God. And with my conscious mind, I looked for the evidence to prove what I believed about myself. And I continually found that all the negatives were true. My healing came as a result of releasing all those old thoughts of the past. All those old thoughts of the past and moving my faith power to positive knowledge of who I truly was. When I came into unity and finally had the realization that I really was a child of God and that potential really was in me. When I began to understand that, that began to change my consciousness. There's another story that is a contrast to our opening story. It's about a great Nobel Prize winning surgeon, Alexis Carrel, who deals with his journey as a young physician with a trainload of sick people, taking them to the shrine at Lourdes, France. His intention was to debunk the reports of healing at this pilgrimage site. Well, during the train ride, Dr. Carrel was kept busy with a girl named Maria with what he described as a classic case of tuberculosis. Her case was considered hopeless. And on the train to Lourdes, she lapsed into a coma several times, saved only by Dr. Carrel's medical intervention. After arriving to Lourdes, Carrel was called again to minister to the girl. And this time he brought another physician with him to examine her, and they both agreed she would last only a few more days. Yet Marie was determined to be bathed in the water at Lourdes. Dr. Carrel described the girl as lying on her back, all shrunken beneath the dark brown blanket, which made a mound around her distended abdomen. Her breath came quick and short. She was apparently unconscious. Her pulse was rapid, her face ashened. It was obvious she was about to die, but Marie did not die. 2 hours after having the water poured over her, all the symptoms of her illness had vanished. Carrel reported she was cured in the span of a few hours. A girl with a face already turning blue, a distended abdomen, and a fatally racing heart had been restored to health. Remembering what Jesus said, "Thy faith has made thee whole." It was Marie's faith that made her whole. Hers was a spiritual faith that was anchored in the Spirit of God within her. She knew whose she was. She knew what she was. When faith is so unshakably anchored, it brings forth a demonstration which we would call miraculous. In the book, God is the Answer by Dana Catlin, she says that each person's faith is something that must be quickened within them individually. And what that means is, I cannot quicken your faith. No one else can do it for you. It's something that you must do. And I believe that life continually gives us opportunities to do that. It's what we call catastrophic events. They're opportunities for us to quicken and discover our faith. Has something occurred to you? Has something occurred to cause you grief or unhappiness in your life? How have you met it? How have you met it? I always say life will always be life, but how you meet it is up to you. I invite you to meet it with faith. The faith that God is within you. The faith that God is present in every person in every situation. When I speak those words, I don't speak them lightly. When I say God is within you, it makes me cry. It's the truth. The power and the presence of the one that created the universe, I don't care what you call it nature, call it love. Daniel Namot speaks about it in his beautiful song, One Power. It's a power and it's within you and you can direct it. You can direct it to whatever part of your body you want. You can direct it to whatever part of your life you want. The faith that God can be trusted to bless you, to renew and to heal you is there as an opportunity for you. I want to end with something by Martha Smock. She says, the often surprising result of holding to faith is the great welling up of faith that you feel with you. When you take your stand and you declare, I have faith in God as the one presence and the one power, the one life, the one healer, there is an answering response. I am here. I am your life. I am your being, and I am your all. Let your faith make you well. Let your faith make you well. I invite you to close your eyes. Let's take this into meditation. As you close your eyes to the outside world, open your eyes to the inside world. Be still and know God. Be still and know God. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter what is going on in your world, all you have to do is close your eyes to the outside world, open your eyes to the inside world, and be still and know God. I invite you just to sit in the silence just for a minute and be still and know God. And as you continue to sit there, I invite you just to hold this in your heart. Do you need me? I am there. You cannot see me, yet I am the light you see by. You cannot hear me, yet I speak through your voice. You cannot feel me, yet I am the power at work in your hands. I am at work, though you do not understand my ways. I am at work, though you do not recognize my works. I am not strange visions. I am not mysteries. Only in absolute stillness beyond self can you know me as I am, and then but as a feeling and a faith. Yet I am there. Yet I hear, yet I answer. When you need me, I am there. Even if you deny me, I am there. Even when you feel most alone, I am there. Even in your fears, I am there. Even in your pain, I am there. I am there when you pray and when you do not pray. I am in you and you are in me. Only in your mind can you feel separate from me, for only in your mind are the midst of yours and mine. Yet only with your mind can you know me and experience me. Empty your heart of empty fears. When you get yourself out of the way, I am there. You can of yourself do nothing, but I can do all, and I am in all. Though you may not see the good, good is there, for I am there. I am because I have to be, because I am. Only in me does the world have meaning. Only out of me does the world take form. Only because of me does the world go forward. I am the law which the movement of the stars and the growth of living cells are founded. I am the love that the law is fulfilling. I am assurance, I am peace, I am oneness. I am the law that you live by. I am the love that you can cling to. I am your assurance. I am your peace. I am one with you. I am. Though you fail to find me, I do not fail you. Though your faith in me is unsure, my faith in you never wavers, because I know you, because I love you. Beloved, I am there. And so we make it so. Together we pray this in the name and through the nature of that living, loving Christ presence. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Rosella. That was wonderful. And for those of you who may not have heard of Martha Smock, this book recently showed up at the Unity Center in our mail. And I'll be sharing my next reading from this book. Then I'll return it to the Unity Center. I'll put it on the buffet table downstairs. If you happen to go in there when our beloved Penny has opened the service center up on Sundays for people like John and Vernon and Linda today, stop by and pick this book up. There are many wonderful things in there written by her and written about her. Okay, and now it is time for our offering. While we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531. You can also donate online by clicking on the donation page on our website, unityofcentralia.net. We also deeply appreciate all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. As we hold our offering in our hands and hearts, let's say our offering prayer together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now it's time for our blessing of thanks. Let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it's time for our healing prayer. If you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, please raise your hand, unmute, and tell us who it is, or hold them quietly in your heart. Members of our community have requested we send our healing prayers and energy to all those like Hildy who are locked down in congregate care facilities, the members of our communities who must deal with basic human needs while living without a home. And now's your chance to speak up if anyone else wishes to. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all beings, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's time for a prayer of protection. Let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Now it's time for a peace song. Let's imagine forming a circle and joining hands and sing our song of peace. Feel free to turn on the gallery view in Zoom so you can see us all singing.
Let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as creator, then we all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous vow. To take each moment and live each moment in
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Karen. Thank you all who made our Sunday service possible.